So bring us up to speed, Fazian. The president's alluding to sweeping the strait. Is he sending warships through? Because we're getting different reports from the region right now. Iran says there aren't any military ships going through the Strait of Hormuz. Are there?
Thank you, Ben, for having me. Yes, there are reports that, two U.S. Navy's destroyers have actually traveled through the Strait of Hormuz into the Persian Gulf for a brief period of time, and then they traveled back out into the Gulf of Oman. It looks like that they are testing the waters, not only for mines, but also for any other signs of threats, Iranian threats. And also they are checking for a new pathway further south in the Strait of Hormuz, very close to the Omani shore, that could be used as an alternative to the established maritime corridor. Well, these ships by themselves have no mine detection or mine clearing capabilities. We have to be very very clear about this. There are political statements. There are operational realities. To check for mines and to detect and neutralize mines, you have to have the specialized equipment. The United States Navy used to have 4 Avenger class minesweepers in Bahrain that were that were decommissioned, retired and decommissioned right before the start of these wars, and they were replaced by 3 Independence class littoral combat ship vessels that they were surprisingly also left the region right before this conflict started. So the U.S. Navy doesn't have real mine sweeping capabilities in the region, but I'm sure that they can bring some to the area if there is a permissive environment for this operation to take place. And I insist that there needs to be permissive environments for demining operations to start, and it will take weeks, if not months, to clear a minefield in waterways. But I'm not very sure, actually, that right now in the Strait of Hormuz there are any mines.